Love Talk Radio.
What I'm saying to you this morning, my friend,
we must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists."
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists."
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars.
Oh!
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But as a man...
God bless you tonight. This is the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement tonight. This is our first in 2022. We're talking about the movement, and we're talking about black folks coming together, getting what they want. I got some things I want to share with you tonight. We're talking about Dr. Martin Luther King Movement, and we're talking about trying to move to the next level. And that level opened up doors for Jerry. I couldn't get that motor together, Jerry. I'll let you know that. But I want to say this. In the Dr. King Movement, we have incorporated the Marcus Garvey Movement, and the Martin Luther King Movement. We added Bishop Tutu Movement with us. And Bishop Micah out of Monroe, Louisiana with us. And we're talking about dealing with job equality and start to being involved in business and people, black business. Mr. Great businessman died at Gatlin Funeral Home. He was a businessman. He started from scratch and he's passed on. You know, we have to deal with the violence and what's going on. And they said Black Lives Matter. I want to differ with you. Black Lives Matter. Black Power Matter. You can holler Black Lives Matter all you want, that you ain't got no power to change nothing. Ain't nothing going to happen. So our application is SCLC, MG Movement, Malcolm X Movement, MLK Movement. And we're talking about in 2022, 2023, 2024, we're going to be dealing with unemployment, jobs, and deal with rebuilding the black community. Those people with Dr. King, when Dr. King died, they died. Dr. King was about feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, education, stop the war in Vietnam. We find out the war in Vietnam was a lie from the beginning. Lots of innocent people, black people got killed. And most times these wars, these big corporations make big money when you have a war that's happening with that. Now, you can join in with this movement because you need somebody to speak up for you on your job. You need somebody to write a letter. And we are the movement. And we want you to treat this person right. Because most times the union ain't doing nothing. What civil rights movement we got now? They all dead. Who stand up for black folks? We got the young man that's standing up for them to get shot and killed. That's it. But I'm talking about just dealing with economics and dealing with what's going on in the black community, the lack of jobs, the rape of our women. We got about 400-500 women in Chicago come up missing. And in Indiana, they missing. Ain't nobody saying nothing about them. Then we got young men is thugs, knocking people in the head, robbing them on plain daylight. And, you know, shooting on the expressway. Just black on black. So, you know, it's too many guns in the streets. Bobby Rush said he retired from Congress. Now, we got to find somebody come in and do a job for black people. And I don't know if Lightfoot running anymore, you know, because so much going on with her. You know, I don't know if the people want her back again. When you do the wrong thing for the wrong reason, you get the wrong result. Do the thing for the right reason, you get the right results. Okay? We got young men in jail up in California, up in Oakland, California. They were in jail for calling police pigs back in the day. You know, they got life. And then they got trumped up charges on them. We got here in Illinois, we got Larry Hoover. And he put in the head of the gangster disciples. And they say he's the most dangerous man in America. The man been in jail for 40 years. How he so dangerous? Okay. Al Capone didn't get no 40 years, did he? But what I'm saying, they got Jeff Ford there. Our thing is this year, free Jeff Ford, free Larry Hoover, and any other religious prisoner that your brothers or your cousins, people you know, that these police lied and put so many innocent people in jail, and they in prison now for murder they didn't do, robbery they didn't do. And they said Jeff Ford is the most dangerous man in America and Larry Hoover the most dangerous man in America. You know, that's a lie. But people believe that. And look, Larry Hoover never stormed the White House with a group of people. Jeff Ford never stormed the White House with a group of people. Now, what did they do so bad that they got life in prison and never to get out no more? Those young men, those older men, seniors now, need to get out of jail. And you signing, getting involved, you know, and if Bobby Rush want to do something, he should help these young men. I'm going to write him a letter and ask him, we help these men get out of jail because they're innocent to what's going on today. Okay? Maybe if they was out, some of the killing and murder would stop. Okay? There's no leadership in the black community. And that's part of what's going on. We got everybody doing everything. And that's some of the stuff that happened. I talked to people with SCLC, and they're going to support it. And if you got an organization, you support it. Now, I want to say this, now I see where the policeman got killed in Kankakee. That was wrong. They shot and killed the lady. And you know, they found them right away. But all these other people be killed, they don't never find the shot, the shooting on this expressway. They can't never find nobody. But let a policeman get killed, they'll find, you know. So what I'm saying, I believe if you're going to spend some money in the black community, community policing, we need black grocery stores. We need black food stores in the black community. Most black community is the Delta, the dark place with nothing there. Two Arabs there, and you got McDonald's, Burger King. But what I'm saying, blacks ain't owning all that. Somebody else out of the neighborhood owning it. And somebody else working in the neighborhood, we're not working in the neighborhood. So we got to talk about economic development. We talk about jobs, and we talk about jobs for us. Jobs for people in the black community. Jobs in the city department. These politicians, these aldermen, got to create more jobs in each neighborhood, each ward. There's a lot of work going on in the ward, but I don't see black workers. Lots of buildings going up, but ain't nobody working. So it's important for us for 2022 for you to come involved. And if your pastor don't come involved, you get him involved in the movement. This ain't my movement, for movement. The movement of Dr. Martin Luther King, the movement of Malcolm X. Paul Longstone by Robeson, Bishop Tutu from South Africa, Nelson Mandela. These are the people that were standing up. Some of them got killed for standing up. Dr. King got killed for standing up. Malcolm X got killed for standing up. Marcus Garvey was run out of America for standing up. to black folks. Win black folks for themselves. That's what I'm saying. Don't forget, every Monday night, we're talking about the movement. And I want to tell you, Jerry, we're going to have a little morning breakfast for Dr. Martin Luther King. His birthday is on the 15th of this month. We're going to have a little celebration for Dr. Martin Luther King over at the Hilton. And if you can't come, send a donation. And we're going to talk about where we go from here and the backlash civil rights movement. I'm going to talk about the backlash of civil rights movement. And I want them to get involved in the Dr. King breakfast. There ain't going to be a gang of people, be a few of us. You know, I got the honor, Reverend A.I. Dunlap was in the Community Coalition. Also, Reverend M.L. Sargent, the first man marched on the bank. And Reverend Robert Briscoe with the League of Labor and Education, Robert Scott. These are people that's gone on that fought the civil rights movement. John Thurston, Reverend Evan Blair. They fought for the rights of Chicago. West Side Organization, Chester Robinson. These are some of the people that made the movement click. Dr. King said, Dr. Jim Bevel, right here in Chicago. Dr. King said, Chicago is the most organized city here. And we marched to Marquette Park. And that means they won't let blacks be in Marquette Park. We marched to Cicero. They won't let blacks be in Cicero, but Cicero is full of Mexicans right now. He's the thing, and we open the door for them. And they more prisoners than the white folks. This is the kind of stuff that's going on. Now, we want reparations. You know, now what I'm saying by that, everybody gets money but the black man. The Italians, the Jews, the Indians, the Arabs, everybody got reparations but they just bought the Afghanistan, people in Afghanistan. You know what they did? They gave them somewhere to stay. They gave them jobs. They gave them food stamps, medical cards. And they stayed on the army base till they found somewhere to stay and put their kids in school right now. You got blacks can't get in school. You got blacks can't get jobs. And Muslim, you got black businessmen cannot get a loan. That's going to show you that Biden and the whole Democrat and Republican talk about reparations this year and talk about stop the killing, save the baby, and take them these guns off the street. Because they know they're on the street. These guns and dope that's in the street. We don't have no planes to bring no guns in. We ain't got no planes to bring no dope in. And dope coming from everywhere, in the pill. So many, over a million people got killed, have been murdered with a pill. In Florida, everybody had a pill store. You can buy pills just like you go buy a cup of coffee. Right now in Chicago, you can buy a gun like you're buying a cup of coffee. Too many guns loose in the city of Chicago. And in the suburbs, it's an assault rifle, machine gun. Waiting for you to come out there. This racial thing got to go. Trump and his crowd bombed the White House and nobody went to prison for life. And nobody went to prison for 10 or 20 years. Okay? That had been black. Every one of them had been in prison or been shot dead right there on the spot. And what I'm saying, hold 23 and 24. We need jobs and opportunity. That's what we're looking for. Don't forget, every Monday night is the Dr. King movement. If you want to establish your business, Sister Delta got a business, and if you need to buy a house, invest your money, see her, and I just want to say that to you. Get ready, because we want to promote black business. Sister Kim in Chicago have a business selling water. Right here in Chicago, Mary got Mary Cake Company. They cooked me a pound cake. It was so nice. And, you know, we got black people can go in business and be successful, and we can support them. Now, I want to say this tonight. Get ready for things to change politically and physically in Chicago, Detroit, California. We have to come together. Stop the killing and save the babies. It's not a grab thing. It's just something that they're doing. We got to get back. Biden said he's going to school kids going to college going to be free. And he said he's going to do that. What I'm saying now, we need some reparation. We need him to give us what Obama didn't do it. Bush didn't do it. So it's on that, and Trump didn't do it. Trump gave a little stimulus out, but that wasn't enough. We got to have the reparation where black men, families, come out of slavery and have nothing. They need to give it back. Trillions of dollars. Let me say, trillions of dollars is owed to black people. Trillions of dollars. Look what happened. Tulsa, Oklahoma. They burned the town down, killed 300 people, buried them. Them people that never get paid. The government didn't give them nothing back. They want to give people in other countries money. But they never did pay those people in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Black Wall Street. They killed all them people. And Tulsa, we brought to New York, said, this is Wall Street. It come from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Where 300 blacks were killed, murdered. They had their own business, their own church, own their own car wash, everything that they own. That's really black power. 300 white folks got together, killed and shot and murdered them, shot them in the, all of that. 100 years later, we just recognized what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's important. Mega effort. Those names we know. What about the four girls in Birmingham that was bombed? We know about. What about all those blacks that were hung and killed by the police down in Mississippi and Alabama that we don't know nothing about? In Louisiana, Texas, all down through the South, it's been hating black folks. They're using them like a mule, a horse. It's time for us to step up to the plate. If you ain't voted, vote. And it's time for you to get involved. I'm getting involved. We want to start this year the Martin Luther King Movement membership card, where you have a card that says Dr. King Movement, Malcolm X, Mark Garvey Movement, Black Power, that you believe in business. Not the Black Power. See, some of you get scared because you're so whitewashed. Black power means that you're in your own, but let me say it again. Some of you are scared to say black power. A lady had a girl had a shirt on, said, Black Lives Matter. I said, Black Power Matter. She turned and walked away from me. Don't be afraid of being the man you ought to be. Don't be afraid to be the woman you ought to be. Our forefather was black, and they got killed and murdered for it, but they still stood up. They made what we got now, we standing on the back of our mothers, sisters, and brothers. I'm black. We standing on the back. And you scared to say black power. Black power means that you're on the black bank. You're on the black business. Means that you're on the destiny in your neighborhood. You don't own nothing in the neighborhood. You got to run to the suburb, to the mall. Let me say it again. You got to leave your neighborhood and go to the mall. Because you ain't have enough sense enough to set up a mall in your neighborhood. If the two stores together, if you can stop arguing among each other, you can set a mall right on 47th Street, right in Harlem, right down on Beale Street, right there in Jackson Street, McEver Street in Jackson. You can do that in Memphis, Tennessee, on Beale Street. If you come together, you can do that. But you have to come together and do it. Come together and say, well, we're going to open up a business. I'm going to open up a barbershop. I'm going to open up a restaurant. Three businesses. That's the whole mall concept. All the stores in one place. Ain't nobody feeding us but Walmart right now. Piggy Wiggies and some more stores down south. You know, but where Jewel's in Chicago, Dominique went out of business. So what I'm saying, it's time for you to look. Where do you get your food from? Who process your food? You need to look, understand, where do you go from here? Don't forget, on the 15th, we're going to have something, Dr. King. I'll let you know more about it. In honor of Dr. King. And we feel like it don't take. When Dr. King started, there was no lots of people. And I'm going to tell you, this is a new movement. You got a new thing. You got young folks don't know about Dr. King, know nothing about Malcolm X. All they know is that the rap and all this other crazy stuff that they done put in their head. They don't want to go to school. You go to school, if you got a pocket knife, they kick you out. Everybody can't be no doctor. Everybody can't be no lawyer. So we need trade. We need a bricklayer. We need trade. That's what we need. Bricklayer. We need plumbers. We need people that know how to do something. I'm telling you. And that's what happened. That's what happened. We need our blacks to go back to the building trade. You know, we marched on the building trade for operating engineers, for laborers, flagmen. Okay, we marched. But now ain't nobody marching. They done took it back. They ain't, you know, it's hard to get a construction job. Truck job pay big money. But you know what I'm saying? You got to have some way of making a decent living. Okay. Running and grabbing ain't it. And don't nobody encourage running and grabbing. Don't encourage that. It's important for us to know that. It's important to know what God gonna do. I want you to get ready tonight and for 2022, for every door closed open up for you, God still is in control. And I want to tell you, and it's going to be the killing that's going on. Here's the lady right here. You know, she's a poster child for white folks. She done wins all kind of money. They can't find her guilt. Here's a young man killed two people. They find him innocent. You know what I'm talking about? These are the kind of things that we have to understand. Racism and white supremacy is still prevalent in our neighborhood and in our community. And you can't buy into that. You have to learn how to overcome that. And the way to do that, by us being together as one and know what's going on. That's one of the things we have to do.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a stupid party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see,
war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Pick it light and pick it fast. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
That's Marvin Gaye with his signature song, What's Going On? And Marvin, I want to tell you what's going on. Blacks have backed up, and we have to move forward. Now, we got everybody, you know, we took the shot, took the booster, and we still got people sick. I mean, it's going on. And I want to tell you, you got to be able to do some things for yourself. You got to go to Mother Nature. You got to go back. And I was talking to Bright Star earlier. She said, Bishop, the people got to change their diet. Got to change what they drink and what they eat. And they got to leave all the meat that went up high, charging for meat, leave the meat alone and go to the herbs. Go to greens. And Mother Francis down there, Jill, she said, Bishop, if they get some good gumbo, it'll knock that poison out of their body because it's nothing but a virus. Will knock it out. And it's some things you can do. And I know some people ain't took the shot. And they got sick. They say sick one day. And then I know people took the shot, still sick. And then you got to understand that we've been going through this for 3 years, 2020, 21, and we're going to 23. It's like it's worse in 2022. Why? Because people don't want to listen. They flying and doing what they want to do, and they infect children infected. They want the children to go to school. Everybody is for the almighty dollar. Ain't nobody about trying to heal each other. Then you got people that changed their sex that I seen today. Two men got married. That's an abomination for God. But they do what they want to because the wages is in the depth of gift tax, right? And we have to understand. Homosexuality have nothing to do with civil rights. They have nothing to do. They stole that. Now, it was a bunch of doctors got together. And first, we were, when Dr. King was living, we were dealing with a homosexual was a sick person. But some doctors got together and changed it. You know, and that's what you do. But we need more blacks in the medical field. We need more blacks sitting on the judge seat. Of people still going to prison for nothing, okay? And they in prison now. And some of the people that that put Larry Hoover in jail, they did it. The judge, the line police, Jeff, same way. Jeff went to jail. The people that put Jeff in jail, they did. They lied. They lied on both of these young men. They was in the prime of their life. That could be your son, your daughter, your brother. And, you know, the press always, they always lie. And, you know, right now, how come the press ain't dealing with, you got to pay more insurance in the black community. You buy a house in the black community, in the ghetto, they're going to charge you more than you could buy it in the white neighborhood. And blacks running to the white neighborhood when you ain't trying to secure your own neighborhoods. And all you got to do is come together. And if the preacher in these churches, stop trying to fly a plane, trying to get by a plane, and like he can get some business up in there. God want him down here to save these people. People are hungry. People have nowhere to stay. People, gas is going up, lights, everything going up. But ain't nobody protesting against none of that. We just taking it, okay? Got a mayor down there. You don't know what she's doing. She's doing what she want to do and lie about it. You know, It's time for us, and the Ottomans. The Ottomans ain't saying nothing about the killing. They ain't marched over him. I ain't seen now Ottomans. All the Ottomans get together. March to the south side. March to the west side. March to the north side. The Ottomans, all of them, all 50 of them, along with the mayor, walk through these neighborhoods and try to turn some of this stuff around. They ain't going to do it. Because they're getting that big hefty check and they're going to try to get a raise. Okay? That's the kind of stuff that's going on. I just want you to know that. Get ready for a breakthrough.
What I'm saying to you this morning, my friend, even if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, go on out and sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures. Sweep streets like Handel and Beethoven composed music. Sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry. Sweep streets so well that all the host of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. If you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. And when you do this, you've mastered the length of life. This onward push to the end of self-fulfillment is the end of a person's life. Now, don't stop here, though. You know, a lot of people get no further in life than the length. They develop their inner powers. They do their jobs well. Do you know they try to live as if nobody else lives in the world but themselves? And they use everybody as mere tools to get to where they're going. They don't love anybody but themselves. And the only kind of love that they really have for other people is utilitarian love. You know, they just love people that they can use. A lot of people never get beyond the first dimension of life. They use other people as mere steps to which or by which they can climb to their goals and their ambitions. These people don't work out well in life. They may go for a while. They may think they're making it all right. But there is a law. They call it the law of gravitation in the physical universe. And it works. It's final. It's inexorable. Whatever goes up can come down. You shall reap what you sow. God has structured this universe that way. And he who goes through life not concerned about others will be a subject victim of this law. So I move on and say that it is necessary to add breath to length. Now, the breath of life is the outward concern for the welfare of others, as I said. And a man has not begun to live until he can rise above the narrow confines of his own individual concerns to the broader concerns of all humanity.
We need some help to help fight some of the stuff that's going on, so we have to come together to move to the next level that Dr. King said. So you might ask, what's going on? What's happening? Water bad, cancer everywhere, a lot's going on. What's happening in this city?
Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. on the ocean and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from men? Mercy, can't you stand?
If not, and there was a day when many of the Israelites found themselves in bondage in Babylon, and there was a king of Babylon by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. You read about him a good deal in the book of Daniel, and it stands as an epic that will remain stenciled on the mental sheets of unfolding generations. Nebuchadnezzar was a mighty king, and when he ruled, he ruled, and when he issued an order, he meant business. And Nebuchadnezzar issued an order. He made a golden image, and his order was that everybody under the reign of his kingship had to bow before that golden image and worship it. Now, those of you who read the Bible remember that story. One day Nebuchadnezzar called in the judges and the governors and the sheriffs, and they had a dedicatory service for this golden image. And then he said to them, I'm instructing you to see that everybody bows before this golden image. But there were three young men around there.
Yes. Yes, sir.
One's name was Shadrach. The other one's name was Meshach. And the other name was Abednego. And they answered, and I read it from the scripture, and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now I want you to notice first here that these young men practiced civil disobedience. Civil disobedience is the refusal to abide by an order of the government or of the state or even of the court that your conscience tells you is unjust. Civil disobedience is based on a commitment to conscience. In other words, one who practices civil disobedience is obedient to what he considers a higher law. And then there comes a time when a moral man can obey a law which his conscience tells him is unjust. And I tell you this morning, my friends, that history has moved on. Great moments have often come forth because there were those individuals in every age and every generation who were willing to say, I will be obedient to a higher law. These men were saying, I must be disobedient to a king in order to be obedient to the king. And those people who so often criticize those of us who come to those moments when we must practice civil disobedience never remember that even right here in America, in order to get free from the oppression and the colonialism of the British Empire, our nation practiced civil disobedience. For what represented civil disobedience more than the Boston Tea Party? And never forget that everything that Hitler did in Germany was legal. It was legal to do everything that Hitler did to the Jews. It was a law in Germany that Hitler issued himself that it was wrong and illegal to aid and comfort a Jew in Hitler's Germany. But I tell you, if I had lived in Hitler's Germany with my attitude, I would have openly broken that law.
Make it plain.
I would have practiced civil disobedience. And so it is important to see that there are times when a man-made law is out of harmony with the moral law of the universe, there are times when human laws are out of harmony with eternal and divine laws. And when that happens, you have an obligation to break it. And I'm happy that in breaking it, I have some good company. I have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I have Jesus and Socrates.
Make it plain.
And I have all of the early Christians who refused to bow. Now the second interesting point is that these men never doubted God. and his power. As they did what they did, they made it very clear that they knew that God had the power to spare them. They said that to the king. Now we know that the God that we worship is able to deliver us. And that grew out of their experience. They had known God. They had experienced God in nature. They knew God as the creator. And then they had seen God in history.
Yes. Make it plain.
And then they had seen God, I'm sure, in their personal lives.
Yes. Amen.
They never doubted God's power to deliver them. But let me move now to the basic point of the message. No, this morning, if we forget everything I said, I hope you won't forget this. It came to the point after saying our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. But if he doesn't deliver us, we still are not going to bow. But if not, do you get that? These men were saying that our faith is so deep and that we've found something so dear and so precious that nothing can turn us away from it. Our God is able to deliver us, but if not, this simply means, my friends, that the ultimate test of one's faith is his ability to say, but if not. You see, there is what you may call an if faith, and there is a though faith. And the permanent faith, the lasting, the powerful faith, is the though faith. Now, the if faith says, if all goes well, if life is hopeful, prosperous and happy, if I don't have to go to jail, if I don't have to face the agonies and burdens of life, if I'm not ever called bad names because of taking a stand that I feel that I must take, if none of these things happen, then I'll have faith in God. Then I'll be all right. That's the if faith. You know, a lot of people have the if faith. Jacob found himself in that dilemma once, and his faith was contingent on an if. And he said, now, if God will be with me, and if he